When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, February 14th, which means it's Valentine's Day. So, yay for that bullshit. Anyways, welcome to another episode. We got predictions to go over today. We got AEW Grand Slam and WWE NXT's Vengeance Day. Hope everyone's doing well. As we start every show, though, Maggie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I just did a 2-hour preview show with SP3 on Grand Slam for AEW and NXT Vengeance Day. And we actually ran for 2 hours. And I'm like, I'm gonna eat after, you know, our preview show before, you know, I do the actual show with Rob. And then I couldn't because I literally just finished, you know, SP3 and I. And no, I have my protein bar here with me that while Rob is talking, I will mute my mic and then just eat because I have not eaten today. But that is, you know, not that important. The important thing is Rob took his beard off and now we can finally see his face. And I keep telling Rob every week, Rob, I really, you know, I like your face. I like your beard. You're absolutely adorable with the beard, but I miss your face because Rob has dimples. And, you know, we often forget the fact that he does. And I feel like you should remind the world that you have dimples. Well, thank you so much for shaving. I adore your face. You're so...
No problem.
And that being said, guys, hi. Thank you for joining us. It's Valentine's Day. We love love here, but, you know, enough is enough. So let's thank you for joining us. Thank you for spending your evening, noons, mornings, afternoons, whatever, with us. We adore the crap out of you. Please, you know what I'm about to say, please leave a like on the video. It helps us out a lot. You know, Sean talks a lot about this. The algorithm does not like us because we have shows each and every day, sometimes 2 shows a day, sometimes 3. And that is why the algorithm does not favor us. So the best way in which you can help us with that is leaving a like on the video. And then after, you know, our podcast is done, if you're watching on demand, leaving a comment below because it helps YouTube think that you like us. You know, because... You know, our fans of Coexisting, thank you so much. This is, you know, the best way in which you can support us. If you like to, you know, support us with your monies, you can send a super chat at the bottom of the YouTube live chat, the little dollar sign, or you can send us a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the proceeds and, you know, it helps us a lot. It goes a long way. Last but definitely not least, please subscribe to Fightful Overbook. Fightful Overbook on YouTube, youtube.com/Fightful and Fightful Select. Best $6 in the business now. Sean's Q&As, you get contract updates, a lot of scoops before, after pay-per-views, a lot of stuff. Thank you so much for joining us again. We had a bunch of stuff to discuss.
Yeah.
Good do. And bad.
Yeah. Not the best, but some good stuff, like you said.
Yes.
And we will not be a 2-hour post or 2-hour prediction show because we don't need to be, because I don't really care about either show. but we will go over them. Ooh. Maggie, what show are you looking forward to the most?
I'm actually looking forward to Grand Slam because, you know, it's their first time in Australia. They're, you know, trying to see if it works, just, you know, baby steps towards, you know, that part of, you know, the world. And I'm excited because, you know, a lot of Australian talent is on that show. And the way I look at it is that I hope that they keep those people on the show even after, you know, the Australian show. People like Buddy Matthews, people like Harley Cameron, because Harley Cameron is, you know, I'm sold. I am on the Harley Cameron bandwagon, and this is because I didn't used to be. People were adoring Harley Cameron a lot even before she was a part of, you know, this that she's doing right now. And I know that I know that you like Harley Cameron a lot, and you know she's our best friend, you know, because of, you know, that cameo that we got. Mm-hmm. And it's just everything that she did, I hope that it pays out in, you know, in the long run. But yes, I'm mostly looking forward to Grand Slam. That's in no way diminishing Vengeance Day, but like the majority of that show was, you know, being put together in kind of a rush. But how do you feel like it?
Well, I said like I didn't care, and this is probably the wrong wording. I do care, but I don't think they put much care into building the shows, or I think NXT put more building into Vengeance Day than AEW put into Grand Slam. So this is just one of those things. I'm as far as like which show I'm looking forward to, it's pretty much a tie. I mean, it's one of those things where I'm gonna watch them both, but like I'm excited to anytime I can watch Kenny Omega, I'm happy. I'm hoping Harley Cameron wins her the title. Do I think it'll happen? No, unfortunately. But I believe in Harley Cameron, just like some people believe in Joe Henry. Yes. I'm looking forward to mainly, like, I know they're not going to win, but I'm looking forward to the Oba A Town Under match too. So that's fine, that's absolutely
great. I mean, I'm looking forward to the pop that Grayson Waller is gonna get there, because in my eyes Grayson Waller hasn't been receiving the flowers that he deserves.
You think you'll get a decent pop in DC? I was like,
no, I'm just mixing them both together. Okay. Oh my god.
I was like, I don't know, like, huh? Like, I didn't know he had a big following. Sorry,
in DC, Rob.
No, it's okay. I was just sorry. I didn't mean to throw you under the bus there, but no, I was just like,
huh? Correct me, please, because yeah, this is ridiculous.
I was just like,
Jesus. No, I'm sorry. Like I said, I haven't eaten. I'm so sorry. Yes. Well, nothing makes sense to me now. So,
I am looking forward to Buddy Matthews and Okada.
Flapperoo.
Yeah, because the last time that I can recall Buddy having a televised match in Australia, he absolutely just slayed. You know, so him and was it Cedric?
Alexander? It was Cedric Alexander, yeah.
So
it was that Australian show. What was the show called?
Super Califragic? Something? No, it wasn't that. Super Down Under She Goes. I don't know.
What was that show called?
Shrimp on the Bobby. Presented by WWE. Super Showdown. Thank you. Thank you.
Super Bryn. Showdown. Thank you. Yes. Oh, who said that? Said that.
Bryn.
Yes. What? Why am I not surprised? Thank you, Jade, so much for you know being the smart one.
Thank you, D'Lo. He sent us a super chat. Happy Heart Reese's Day. I mean Valentine's Day. Bud Champ for Champ. Absolutely. Bud Matt for Champ. Sorry. I can't read either and can't get the stuff.
Yes,
the page.
And thankfully afterwards he defends that championship against D'Lo.
Yeah.
Book it.
Book it.
Yes, I'm incredibly interested in this match specifically. But do you want us to start, you know, just talking about the matches individually?
Sure.
Or would you like us to talk about Vengeance Day first?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter for me. If you want, you can start with...
We'll start Grand Slam.
Grand Slam, yes.
I think Mariah May and Toni Storm is going to be the main event. So we'll just go ahead and start with what I think will be the co-main event. Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay taking on Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher. For the love of God, please... Please let Omega and Ospreay go over. I am tired of the Don Callis family getting wins. I get why they do it because it helps with the heat, but for F's sakes, let's stop. They don't need a win every time. It feels like I know they get L's here and there. It just feels like whenever it's a pay-per-view event, or like even though this isn't a pay-per-view, it just feels like it. They get wins, and that's a good thing. So, I mean, the event feels like it's a big one, but I want Omega and Ospreay to win. I think they will win, and yeah, I don't think Fletcher takes the pin, and I think Takeshita will take the pin.
Yeah, so please don't hate me, but I feel like the Don Callis family are going to win here because I don't think that this is the only match that we're going to get from them. And I also, because I have a couple of scenarios in my head about this match specifically. So the Young Bucks lost their IWGP championships. Zack Sabre Jr. too, but I cried a lot. So enough. Okay. The match was good. The match was awesome. Let's get past it. Zack Sabre Jr. isn't champion anymore. I feel like it was a week, you know. But do you think that for some reason the Young Bucks are going to fly down to Australia for something?
Yeah, they're probably there to see koala bears.
Yeah, because probably because Takeshita does. Like, he flew. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, it makes me wonder, are there...
Hey, if AJ Styles will fly to...
To attack someone in the Elimination Chamber.
Was it Germany he did that? I don't know.
No, it was Australia. It was the Elimination Chamber in Australia.
Oh, that's right. That's what,
He flew to Australia just to attack someone. Like, just yeah, I know. So it makes me wonder: are they gonna fly in Brian Cage and Lance Archer to probably help, you know, Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita and enter the Young Bucks?
I'm sure.
And because it's. Okay, let's say that it's a feel-good moment for, you know, the Young Bucks to save Kenny. Okay, but it's not going to make any sense, and we already made zero sense, and no, I'm not going to team with you. And then, no, I owe you an apology. Well, I will team with you. So this made zero sense. So what I'm referring to here is if the Don Callis family wins here, and then they continue the feud, which I understand that may not be for everyone. But then Will Ospreay goes to Kenny and says, we need help. and we need it fast because we cannot do this alone. And then he pleads with Kenny to call the Young Bucks. And then they have a bit of friction with each other because they are still not on the same page. And then they have that feel-good moment where they hug in the ring, you know, for why do you not like that?
Because it just, it's like everything, it's just bad. Like, it just throws what they did in, like, away, really. But do I think that's probably what's going to happen? Yes.
Well, if the Young Bucks come out of nowhere to simply help Kenny and Will, that will throw under the bus everything that they built towards this.
The only way I'll be okay with it is if their goal is to go after the Death Riders afterwards. That's the only
exactly.
way I'll be okay with it.
Exactly.
That's
because
the only way I'll be okay with it. But other
initially,
than
initially, when the Death Riders were formed, I knew that the people that are going to dethrone the Death Riders are going to be the Elite. And I don't think that because AEW are thriving when the Elite is there in all its glory. And every time the Elite fall apart, everything goes downhill for AEW, and I'm not okay with that. So, like, that's just, I will never forget the time when Hangman and Kenny Omega were singing to one another, Carry On My Wayward Son. So, like, that's feels like 10 years ago, but it's really not. And I don't know, I'm sorry again. I'm so sorry for this, for doing this to you, Rob, but I pick Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita. Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher as a team are really good, but Kyle Fletcher is just the shit. He's the guy. Like, I adore Aussie Open and I adore Mark Davis, but Kyle Fletcher is on another level, man. It's like Julius with with the Creed brothers.
Yeah.
It's just something's there, man. Just something's there.
Yeah. I got a super chat from Ryan Sullivan. He says, Rob, what happened? Someone stole your beard. That's exactly what happened. Somebody stole
yes.
it. I was asleep and somebody just said, I want this.
Was it the carpet that you were sleeping with?
So I got Omega and Ospreay winning this. So we go to our next match. Let's see here. Let's just go ahead and go with TBS Championship. Mercedes Moné defending her title against Harley Cameron. I'm going Harley Cameron. Do I think she'll win? No, but that's who I'm going with.
I pick Mercedes Moné because I don't think that this is the story here with, you know, Harley. I adore Harley Cameron. That
don't
90 second. Rob! That 90 second vignette that she had on this week's Dynamite was pure gold. And whoever had a hand in doing that, there was a race. That is what I'm talking about, man. Like, so not only can she sing, not only can she wrestle in the 20 matches that she's ever had in her career, not only can she act, not only can she do ventriloquism, which is probably one of the hardest things in the art industry that you can do. So she can also rap. Like, apparently. So can you please just be bad at something? This is exactly what I said to SP3. I'm going to need for her to suck at something because she's making all of us look bad for being mildly good at only one thing. So just calm down, slow your roll, and just be okay. Just be bad at something. Please be bad at something. So I don't think that this is SP3 said it best. For Harley Cameron to win here would be AEW making a moment and not a story. And for me, they're so great together. I feel like there's more meat on the bone here. They can go full circle and then she can, you know, take the championship away, and that's fine. But for me, forever and ever and always, the one to dethrone Mercedes Moné should be Athena. Because I feel like that this is the only one she hasn't faced now. And Athena's so good. I just want them to throw everything at Athena the moment she loses that Ring of Honor Women's Championship. Like, the moment she does that. But, okay, I know you pick Carly Cameron here. But do you pick with your heart or with your brain?
I'm picking with my heart because my brain says they're not going to do it. But the only, like, what I think they should do is this would be a perfect time for, well, granted, it's another thing where they're doing the AJ Styles thing where they'd be flying in Camille just to cost.
Yeah.
That's how they can make it make some sense. Or, I mean, well, that wouldn't make sense, but you know what I mean? Like, it's,
I mean, yeah, I we never got that payoff.
Yeah, it's, I don't think it's going to happen, but I can wish in one hand. Yeah, so, yeah, there we go. Anyways, next match, Cope and John Moxley.
No, let's not call him that.
You know, if we got to call Gunther or Walter Gunther, I'm going to call him Cope. Versus Death Riders, John Moxley, and was it Cesaro or Claudio?
Claudio.
I can't remember. Okay, it was Claudio Castagnoli. I couldn't remember if it was Claudio or if it was Tupac. Death Riders. Death Riders.
Really?
Yep.
Who do you think gets pinned?
Cope.
He has the match against Moxley at Revolution.
Yeah, I know. He's going to get pinned because Jay White's going to turn on him.
That's bold, but I think feel like it's a bit early for that.
I know. It's just,
I prefer a heel Jay White. I understand where you're going. Because it's really weird. It's weird for me. It's really weird, you know, watching him as a face. I actually think that Claudio is a part of this match because he's the one who's going to get pinned. Probably Jay White. It makes, I don't think that it makes sense for...
And you have a good point, like, about that being pretty, like, it is pretty fast for that to happen. So I'm kind of, like, backtracking on this because that would be kind of dumb to do that so quickly. But I still think somehow, like, even if it's just the same old shit with Death Riders costing the match, I think Death Riders win.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I understand what you're saying. But I don't... Because John Moxley gave Adam a championship match of Revolution. So I don't... For me, they practically gave away the ending of this match. Because if Adam loses, why on earth would you get a championship match? Like, I understand that they already agreed. And that's how you get away from, you know, from that. I understand that. But I still feel like Jay White's going to pin Claudio. I know that Jay White is from New Zealand. That's not Australia. I get it. I understand that. But I feel like they should still give Jay White,
there's enough,
you know,
like, New Zealanders that'll be there.
Oh, absolutely. Like, they're there. I understand, but, like...
I mean, Toni Storm's New Zealand, isn't she? Like, isn't that where she's from, New Zealand? I'm pretty sure. Yeah, well. Somebody can look it up if they want to.
I feel like she's Australian.
I know she's... Yeah, who knows? Maybe she is. I just thought she was New Zealand. Anyways, we go to... Did we do Okada and Matthews? I can't remember.
We did not. We can talk about it now.
Okada and Matthews. I'm going with my heart again. It's Matthews, but I just don't know. Oh, okay, good. Gold Coast, Australia. Okay, so I was wrong.
Yes.
Good. I swear to God, I thought she was from... There's somebody else that somebody interviewed recently that they said they were from New Zealand, even though they called Australia basically their home. But it must be somebody else I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sure.
Listen, man, Okada and Buddy Matthews, and my heart is crying a bit.
I was right. She was born in Auckland, New Zealand.
Toni Storm?
Yeah, she's billed from Gold Coast, Australia, but she was born in Auckland, New Zealand.
Okay, this is brand new information to me. Way to go.
And I only know that.
Good on you. Good on you.
She interviewed with Down Under, Wrestling Down Under, a podcast.
Okay.
That we sometimes run interviews for on Fightful. They do really good job. And that's the only reason I know that, because she talked about it. So that's why I remembered it.
Yes. Yes.
But she's billed from Gold Coast, Australia.
Okay. Still counts. Still counts. So Okada and Buddy Matthews. Again, my heart is crying a bit here, because they're not going to take the title off of Okada in a match that is so out of nowhere. And the only reason this match is happening because it's Australia and it's Buddy Matthews. And that's actually why my heart is crying. I would like to see Buddy Matthews more on AEW. I would like him to see him more in singles matches or tag team matches. You know, he has those wonderful vignettes with Brody King and Julia. I understand the direction where they're going with that tag team. I hope that they're the ones to dethrone the Hurt Syndicate at some point. I would like for the Hurt Syndicate to have a proper run with those titles and everything. But strictly speaking, Buddy Matthews. Every time Buddy has a singles match on television, whether it be Dynamite or Collision, I just want more after that. And they never do it. And they just, you know, forget about it. And how can you, this is a crime. How can you have Buddy Matthews on your roster and not do anything with him? So the way that they're building towards is probably, you know, Kenny versus Okada at All In for that specific championship. But my heart will always pray for Buddy Matthews to have his moment in the sun and for him to actually have a singles championship. That is not the Cruiserweight Championship, which, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the only single championship gold that he's had in either big promotions?
Yeah, he hasn't had...
Yeah, he has had tag team gold with Seth Rollins.
Yeah, he
had... on Raw, and the Trios Championships with House of Black. And he
hasn't had a singles title like other than the Cruiserweight.
Other than the Cruiserweight Championship. So doesn't that make you cry?
Well, it's sad because he definitely deserves the title, but
It's like, can we please be in that? Oh, damn it! I just don't get it, man. I just don't get it. I understand that with Malakai, there was, you know, miscommunication and not agreement on, you know, some stuff. I was not there. I have no way of knowing. But I think Malakai is good. I feel like Buddy Matthews is good. I mean, he's done everything that they've asked him to. And I don't know, just push Buddy. Please, I just... Television is better with Buddy Matthews on it. Just, that's all. That's all.
All right, we go to the main event now. Toni Storm challenging Mariah May for the AEW Women's World title. Toni Storm's going to win.
I feel like I cannot possibly see a different direction than Toni Storm winning. It goes full circle. Everything that Toni Storm has done with that character is pure gold. And I have adored each and every minute of it. She's so good. But have you been enjoying Toni as much as I have? Because she killed this character.
Oh, she's been great. Yes, I mean, she's been really good. And it's been one of the more interesting characters that I've seen in wrestling. So, yeah, it's been really good.
It is. It is. It's just... And I love the fact that... Okay, so it was supposed to be a pay-per-view, but then it's not a pay-per-view. But well,
they never officially said it was a pay-per-view. But
yeah, but like it's a special now, but like it's Collision. Okay, so I don't care. They're giving her them, you know, Mariah May and Toni Storm, they're giving them the main event. And I'm so happy about that because it's a special kind of, you know, a show. And I'm always going to be up for that.
We're not going to predict these matches, but I'll just go over them real quick. ROH Global Wars.
That's going to be.
You have the ROH Pure Championship, Robbie Eagles challenging Lee Moriarty. That match should actually kick ass. Chris Jericho, Big Bill, Brian Keith taking on Bandido and the Outrunners. You have Alex Windsor taking on Athena for the Ring of Honor Women's World Championship. And then Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara taking our guys MXM Collection. So, there's that.
I love the fact that they're doing this show, by the way. It's going to be super show, yes.
Bryn says she's expecting Storm to win. Silver Apocalypse says they are expecting Storm to win.
I'll be shocked if Mariah May retains.
Soupy says Buddy not being the first C2 champion is a shame.
Was he? Oh, no. Like, okay, he wasn't a part of the Continental Classic the first time. And he wasn't a part of it this time. And I was like, how is this not happening? Like, they had Brody King in the first one. The logical thing was to put Buddy Matthews in the second one.
Yeah.
And, like, this baffles me.
All right, ready for a little Cooper effect?
Yes. Yes, I am. I am.
All right. Clicked on the wrong damn video for a second.
You clicked the happy anniversary.
Yeah, like right before. It's like, son of a bitch.
You know you wanna.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just laughing because the Cooper fight is actually kind of sad, but not really. It's a sad story that, you know, ended up being something incredibly awesome. So what happened was Daisy, that incredible, incredible Labrador that Rob is showing you right now, it got stolen from Rita and Philip, those two wonderful people that we're seeing in the photo. So it was a truck arrived at their house and two men leapt out, grabbed Daisy, you know, the dog, and stuffed her into the back. So the neighbors reported this happened. So the story was that she was probably a victim of illegal pet breeding operation. So they thought that she got lost in the woods somewhere, but the family contacted the police and urged a response. So 7 years later, she was recovered. You know, the 13-year-old Daisy was recovered, and she was brought back to her family. So a despicable act in my eyes. I mean, like you see, because I listen, Rob and I love animals more than people, and I know that this is a big thing to say, but like it's. And especially, I have a soft spot for German Shepherds and Labradors and Retrievers because, you know, I've had them in my life. And an innocent thing such as a Labrador, just you stealing it from someone because, you know, that every family that has a Labrador fucking adores the crap out of that dog and you're stealing them from that family. So after 7 years, they finally got their dog and they got reunited. I just hope that Daisy was treated properly and not starved to death. But like being a part of illegal breeding, you know, operation, they probably took care of the dog. But I seriously think that people like that deserve serious jail time, because when you take advantage of an animal that cannot possibly defend itself, that's what psychopaths do, man. Seriously, I just hope that they have everything that's coming to them. And yes, long live Daisy.
Yeah, that's sad, but heart. Sad, but good, you know, so sad what happened, good outcome, unfortunately, or, you know,
yes.
What I mean.
Yes, of course.
So, all right, we move on to NXT's Vengeance Day taking place tomorrow night in Washington, D.C. We'll just go ahead and start with the main event here. Obafemi defending his NXT title against Grayson Waller and Austin Theory.
Okay, no, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. Not my main event.
Yeah.
Not my main event.
I mean, it might not be the main event, but that's what...
No. It is the main event. Oh, it is, but okay. It's not mine. I don't know.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a...
Retains.
Yes. Yes, of course he retains. It's stupidly put together match. Let's just grab a random tag team from the main roster that's been teasing Deception for like eons now. Oh, well, they're gonna turn on each other. Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's we all know that Obafemi is retaining. I said from the beginning of the show, I do feel like Grayson Waller deserves his flowers. He's way better than everyone gives him credit for, and just. I hope he gets to shine. Theory, I just never got Austin Theory. The best time in which I enjoyed him was when he was a part of The Way with Johnny Gargano and Candice and Indy Hartwell. This is the time where he was over with me. And because he had the gimmick of the jock that was really stupid. He sold it perfectly, by the way. He was really good with that gimmick. But this was the only time that he was over for me. And that's kind of, you know, a bit sad. A tad sad. But what do you... So you think that Obafemi is winning here, right?
Yeah. There's no way in hell he loses.
Of course, yes. But, like, do you have any expectations for the match?
I think this will be the, like, the final... this will be the beginning of the end of the Grayson Waller Theory team-up. Like, this will set up the ending. I'm not saying this will be the last match that they have, like, but this will be... Or I'm not saying the next tag match that they have will be the last one, but it won't be long. So after that, but yeah.
Okay, so you're seeing it. You know, the splitting of the team?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
It's happening soon, I think.
Do you think that this is a bit in which they continue doing this forever and ever and ever?
I hope.
And they
not.
Just be a team.
I hope.
And they eventually get over.
They both need to. The only way they get over is they move them as faces, and I don't see that happening because I just don't.
But like, I don't feel like I see any direction of the two apart, you know, outside of the team. I know that the Grayson Waller effect has its appeal.
One of them's going to exceed, like this, that's the thing. One of them is going to get left behind. So that's usually what happens when you split up a team. So
yeah.
Which one it is, I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
So, let's go on to the women's Women's North American Championship. Fallon Henley defending her title against Stephanie Vaquer.
Yeah.
So this one, Stephanie winning, rather. Can't talk, but Stephanie wins this title, I believe.
Well deserved. First of all, and the way that they got to this match was so hard, man. I mean, it was a clear shot. So Stephanie won a number one contenders match, a four-way number one contenders match. She won it. And then later on in the show, Shotzi pinned Fallon Henley, and Abe was like, well, now Shotzi and Stephanie are going to face each other to determine who's the number one contenders match. And I'm like, what do you mean? We already know who the number one contender is. It's Stephanie. She legitimately won the match 20 minutes ago. And that was so stupid. But like they still did it. And Shotzi went to, you know, to have a match and everything. This is nothing negative about Shotzi. I like Shotzi. But the booking was really, really stupid.
Yeah.
And now Stephanie Vaquer gets to have the one-on-one match that she deserved to have way back. And I do predict that she will be winning the North American Championship. I do feel like they have Julia, the women's NXT champion. They have her as sort of an attraction. Because she barely wrestles on the show while Stephanie does. And Stephanie is so over with the crowd. And I feel like it's going to be a mistake if they don't have her crowned as champion now. They have the usual federal influence bullshit and everything. They can have that. I've been noticing a bit of, you know, annoyance between Fallon Henley and JC Jane because Fallon Henley fed JC Jane to Stephanie. She just fed her. Well, JC Jane's going to face you next week. And she was like, am I? So I do see some stuff happening here. So I cannot wait. Yeah, Stephanie here. I agree with you.
All right. We go on to Trick Williams versus Eddie Thorpe. Whoop that Trick. I think gets a victory. I hope he does anyways. That's who I want to win. That's who I think should win. Crowd's going to be behind that one. And yeah, I think you just go with that.
I have zero interest in this match.
I pretty much don't either. Like,
it's weird because both competitors are really great, and the match, yeah, sure. Is it going to be a strap match?
I don't know. Let's see. It's not advertised on WWE.com as a strap match. Yeah, okay. It is a strap match.
Okay. So, because, like, Eddie Thorpe whip trick with, you know, with a strap at the very beginning of Black History Month. And, you know, it's sure, why not? We all know that they're stalling for Trick Williams versus Obafemi at Stand and Deliver. And everything that the two of them have up until that point is mute. I mean, like, they're just gonna keep winning against until the time where they bump into each other once again. And this is, it's too predictable.
Well played. Well played. I'm not even reading that one.
Oh, why not? It is so good.
Okay.
It is so good.
Louis says, no better time than Valentine's Day to put the strap on. Well played. Well played.
That's top three super chat. That's top three chat, not super chat. Should have been a super chat, Louis. Well, damn played. It. Why didn't I think of that? Okay, so, yeah, where was I? Yeah, okay, Trick Williams and Eddie Thorpe. Yeah, of course Trick Williams is going to win, of course. But this is just... You thought it was going to be me,
we're getting puns now, so... Anyways...
I always adore when we get puns. I know that this is Sour Graps' thing.
Yeah. We could take it.
Yes, we too can take it. Thank you so much. We adore puns. Yeah, I'm picking Trick Williams here. It's a slam dunk. It's,
okay.
Yeah.
What else we got here? We have the... the men's tag team championship match. Nathan
yes.
Fraser
yes.
and Axiom taking on Josh Briggs and Inamura. Thank you. So,
yeah. So what do you think of the match?
Well, I'll never pick against Fraxium, but every time I think they're always due to lose these titles now. It just seems like it, so...
Oh, but they're not going to lose him against Briggs and Inamura. And imagine if this is the match that they lose.
Well, that's the thing. I'd be... Ugh.
No, I'll be shocked. But who do you think ends up dethroning Fraxium? This is the real question here.
I really have no idea anymore. I really don't. Like,
I feel like they put too much work into NXT Tag Division.
No.
In my eyes, No Quarter Catch Crew are a slam dunk right now. The match, the three-way match that they had on this week's NXT, Hank and Tank versus No Quarter Catch Crew versus Inamura and Briggs. This was such a fun match, man. And matches like that can show you just how incredibly good Hank and Tank are, because I am not necessarily that invested into Hack and Tech, and every now and then they have a match like this that you know gives me hope for that. Louis, thank you so much for the super chat. Thank you so much. I hope that I didn't guilt you into doing that, but yes, now we're gonna count this as a super chat. Now it counts as one of the best super chats that we've ever gotten. Thank you. This is so good. So, of course, I'm picking Fraxium here. I feel like they've had way more interesting title defenses at TNA, but at some point they're gonna start being really tired because they have to reach their limit at some point, and this is probably the time where they lose those championships. But up until now, I have zero clue, man.
Yep. Bryn says, do you think a TNA team just thrones Frax him? I mean.
See, at some point, they're gonna have to have that, you know, a person from TNA holds NXT gold, or a person from NXT holds TNA gold. At some point, they need to have that in order for that relationship to work. I don't know if it's gonna be tag team gold, but NXT's tag division is really poor. For me, there are no strong tag teams in NXT because I feel like they put all their eggs in the Fraxian basket. And I don't see any team dethroning them. So probably the TNA team, yeah. By the way, awesome news from Chris Bay.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yes.
Seeing him walk.
Yes. Amazing.
Got another super chat here from our friend Ricardo. He says, no better day to serve gut than Valentine's Day. Yeah, that's always true. Our friend Tom Talks Rubbish says, finally caught a stream. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate that, buddy. You were interviewed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recorded an interview earlier this week with him. So that was fun. Good time.
We always adore Tom. We love you, Tom, so much. So. Thank you also, Ricardo, for the super chat.
But yeah, I have Fraxium, so I think we got two more matches for this show. We have Ethan Page taking on
Javon Evans.
Javon Evans. I think Javon gets his victory. I really do. And I'm an Ethan Page guy, but I think Javon's going to get this victory. I think it'll be a big one for him.
Ethan Page all the way, man. I'm an egomaniac, and yeah, that's no, not only because, that. Yeah, that's not only because like he liked my drink video back in the day. It's like, I'm sorry, but if you're not a fan of Ethan Page's work, then you're just not a wrestling fan. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. He did everything correct. Everything that he does, he's such a natural heel that I keep forgetting the times that he was a baby face. I keep forgetting those. I'm so glad that they gave him the moment with The Rock. I mean, that is, you know, it was so stupid, but it was exactly what he wanted, and he got his moment in the sun, and I love that so much for him. I'm picking Ethan Page here. Low-key, I thought that segment in which Ethan Page beat the crap out of Javon initially was entirely Javon's fault. Because, I'm sorry, Ethan Page just wanted to, you know, get a lot of things off his chest. And he was in a bad place. And imagine someone half your age coming out and telling him, oh, just smile more. I'm going to punch them in the face too. So, like, I'm going to back up Ethan Page here. I definitely, because we're going to talk about it maybe, like, because Cedric Alexander got released, man. And they could have waited after this. Like, they could have had Cedric come out to, you know, probably help Javon. And Ethan Page just fucking murders the guy. And this is how they write him off. And we never see him again in WWE.
Yeah.
But, like, they didn't do that. And I don't know. It's wasted potential for me. But, like, that's a totally different story. Yeah. I'm picking out Ethan Page.
All right. So, yeah, I have Ethan Page as well. So now we go to the other match, the four-way women's championship match featuring Julia, Bailey, Cora Jade, and Roxanne Perez. You think Julia retains?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm a bit pissed off about the match. So a lot of things did not make sense for me. So what happened this week on NXT? So Bayley was facing Cora Jade. Roxanne came out dressed like original Bayley in order to distract Bayley. And then Cora Jade took advantage of that distraction and pinned Bayley. And then Roxanne Perez was puzzled. And I'm like, what? What did you think was going to happen? I don't know. And then Ava adds Cora Jade to the match, and now it's a four-way. And I'm like, we all know that Cora is being added to the match to take the pin. Because, you know, WWE does this weird thing where all protect everyone at all costs, you know?
Yeah.
And Sean says this all the time. Sometimes wrestlers beat other... One wrestler beats another wrestler. If you're good at wrestling, you're going to get, you know, you're going to get wins. And sometimes in this specific match, one of the wrestlers is better than the other. I don't feel like, because Bayley, Roxanne, and Julia are all three amazing women, phenomenal wrestlers, and none of the two are going to be buried from the other one winning. That's the thing. And Cora didn't need to be added to the match. Again, I love Cora. I'm a fan of Cora Jade. But because she got injured no time is best for, you know, for getting injuries, of course. But, like, a lot of things started happening in the women's, division when it came to NXT. And Cora Jade was on the shelf throughout the majority of that time. And now she needs to catch up. And that's the sad truth. Again, I love Cora, but like she has some catching up to do. And I have complete faith in her that she will. Again, I do believe that Julia is being kept as a special attraction when it comes to NXT Gold. And Bayley, SP3 said it perfectly. Bayley will be the glue of this match. She's such a ring general, and the awesome part is that Roxy is so young, and she's actually right up there in ring general territory because she's so good in the ring. She has her own style, while paying homage to, you know, other women's wrestlers, AJ Lee being one of them, and Bayley herself being one of them. And she spins it off into her own way of carrying herself in the ring. The match is going to be awesome. I hope this actually is the main event. Because yeah, it's, you know, the one match I'm looking forward to in this. Because on the other hand, you have the women main eventing Grand Slam. I hope they get to women main eventing NXT too. What do you think on that front?
Julia wins. As far as
and about the main event thing. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I definitely hope it's the main event. I mean, I think it deserves to be the main event. It's more. Obafemi, it's just. Like, I like the guy. I just don't see him losing, like, this match. So, it doesn't add intrigue to me. Like, so, this one adds a little intrigue because I can see... I mean, as much as I don't think it'll happen, I can see Julia losing, as weird as that sounds. But I don't want to see her lose. I know Roxanne won't win because I think she's
going up.
She's going up. I mean, hell, I'm surprised she's not already up. She has the Elimination Chamber match, qualifying match on Monday that Bryn pointed out. So I don't see her taking the L whatsoever. But yeah. So that's Vengeance Day.
Ricky Starks.
Yeah.
Ricky Starks. Let me say, I squealed in my living room. So the report came out that Miro, Malakai, and Ricky Starks are gone. Like, they're not there. They're gone. And they can be a part of whatever else promotion they want anytime they would like to. I did not think that they're going to go ahead and pull the trigger on Ricky Starks so fast. So he was just so you know, he came down from the crowd. And again, I live alone. I have no one to be vocal with. Yet I screamed. And I forgot how awesome Ricky Starks is on television. And I'm so sad to say this. I still had hopes that AEW would do something with the guy because Ricky Starks is the other person that I cannot believe is a part of your locker room and you just flat out do not use him. He just carries himself like money. They didn't mention his name. I don't know if they're going to use the name Ricky Starks or not, or they just wanted to see if the audience knew who he was. And God damn it, did they know who he was.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Ricky Starks being a part of NXT. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I think it's a great move. I'm glad to see him on TV. You could tell by the crowd how anxious and how excited they were to see him. And it was good to see him back on the mic, you know, just for even if it was for a minute, because you were just sitting there listening to what he had to say. He didn't say anything negative about where he was at, which I like. Yeah. I like it when I like when somebody can go to a different company and they don't have to, like, bury them. Like, I think that's good. And he didn't do that. Like, he just kind of said, he just made a reference, like, you know who I am type thing. Like, I mean, kind of like that, but I enjoyed it. I liked it. I thought it was good. So, I'm glad he's there. I just, like, we're always pro athlete. So the pro, like, we're always going to be wanting what's best for the wrestler. If he's happy, I'm happy. That's the way I look at it. So, yeah, I'm happy for the guy. So as far as like the same goes for Miro, he requested his release. He got it. So I'm happy for him. Malakai, that was a whole weird like situation that we don't know of, and it's his business. So we don't really need to know the business, but if he's happy, awesome. And then of course, last Friday night, which I hate. We always hate it when they do this, but
yeah.
We had some releases happen. We had Sonya Deville. I mean, that one shocked me.
The most, because why put her in the Rumble, man?
Yeah. Cedric Alexander, AOP, Paul Ellering,
yeah.
And then Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. That one really surprised me too. But
Alba Fire too?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure she got released.
So I know about Isla Dawn, which I was really bummed out about that.
Yeah. Or hold on, let me see. Oh, maybe she's still there. Let's see. Oh, she.
Just Isla.
Okay, that's good that she's still there. So that was my
okay. I just. Woof, jeez.
Yeah, didn't mean to scare anybody there. Did not mean to scare anybody there. I just.
Yeah, so Isla Dawn, I immediately texted Alex Cardoza because you know, our wonderful friend from the Friday post.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, our friend from, you know, the SmackDown Friday post show with Kate. Isla Dawn is his favorite. I immediately texted in and I'm like, checking up on you since your favorite got let go. I'm so sorry. And like, they were tag team champions not long ago. I mean, like, Jay Cargill and Bianca won those championships from them. Like, they weren't not that long ago. And that's just weird, man.
I was thinking Blair Davenport, not...
Blair Davenport, yes.
Not
Blair. Bea Priestley was always a better name for me.
Yeah, and then the Good Brothers, which I didn't... Like, I'm a Good Brothers guy. I'm a big fan of those two guys. I hate that they got released again, but that sucks. Giovanni Vinci, Electra Lopez. Yeah. So they had a total of, I think, 9. And then it came out that Duke Hudson wasn't. And yeah, the release about Sonya Deville, she wasn't technically released. She was just told that her contract wasn't being extended. So. I mean,
yeah, and this is and this is the weird part. When you're not extending someone's contract, why give her a spot in the Rumble again? Unless, you know, it's, you know, to give her a farewell. Like, that's I can see it from that point of view. Yeah, so like, we didn't get a chance to talk about Duke Hudson at all, you know, last week. But it's still so puzzling, man, because Duke was one of the entertaining the entertaining big guys in NXT that I was rooting for. That entire Chase U thing, I'm sorry for saying it, but I was incredibly entertained by it. I know a bunch of people do not like the Chase U stuff, but I adore it. I adore it immensely. And I was bummed out when it had to end. And Duke is not there anymore. So it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. We always hate releases. And we always root for, you know, the superstar, the wrestlers. But I have zero doubt that they are... They're going to find somewhere to be. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
But AJ Styles got back this Monday.
Back. That made me happy to see him back on Monday.
I was so glad. They gave him an entire segment with Carlito and Dom.
and then they hinted at a potential feud with Bron Breakker. So
yes, they had a face stare off, and so good. Do you think that this is a WrestleMania match?
If it is, I hope AJ wins.
the news flash, guys. Yeah. Rob and I love AJ Styles.
Yeah, the Fightful Select and Report.
Yes.
I
kind of agree with you. I don't care who you are. Just give AJ Styles the IC championship. I don't care that you'll... This is a part where Rob and I throw out the window us bragging that new superstars need to be made. When it's AJ Styles, you lay down for the three, okay?
Yeah. If AJ loses, it's just like... wrong call. It doesn't matter. The Rock. Yeah. You want The Rock to face AJ Styles? No, AJ should win. And then you ask us why?
Yeah, sure.
Because we're like AJ Styles. Yeah, that's why. What about who would win in an AJ Styles match versus AJ Styles? I'm like AJ Styles, and I would hate that the other AJ Styles loses. So
yeah, so it's like him facing himself.
Yeah. That's one of your dreams.
Yeah.
But Yeah, that's really all I got. You want to plug your shit?
Yes. Guys, you can follow me on the old Twitter machine at Maggie_IK. You can follow me on Instagram at Maggie.IK and on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK. That was the weirdest shit. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. A lot of scoops, a lot of Q&As from Sean, scoops from Corey Brennan for Vengeance Day and from Grand Slam from Sean. Rob, please.
Sean reported about, it's been over 30 minutes, so I'll go ahead and bring it up. Sean reported that Josh Alexander, along with PW Insider, reported that he has hired Barry Bloom as his agent. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to AEW, but they believe that's where he's headed to. So,
really?
Yeah.
That is shocking to me. I was almost sure that he was going to WWE.
That's what I'll say. The thing is just because he hired Barry Bloom does not mean he's going, because Barry Bloom does have a few WWE talents. And to give you an example, Jesse Ventura is a Barry Bloom guy. Bill Goldberg's a Barry Bloom guy. Those are two that come to the top of my head. But he does have some WWE talent as well. That's just, but we'll have to see. I mean, even like the guy that does the trademarks, he has some WWE guys too. So, and he's pretty much known for working with AEW. It's just that stuff happens. So we'll have to see. It's not over till it's over. And if you want Josh Alexander in AEW, cool. If you want him WWE, cool. If you want him in GCW, cool. As long as he's happy, we're happy. So guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob, and I'm on Threads at Fightful Rob. Want to say thank you for tuning in today, and we will see you guys next week. Peace out.
Thank you, guys.
See ya. Maybe. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms, or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.